the other way. Try to go inside. Then the shot up is good. Shot up is good by Eastland. 58-40. Jones now. Fadeaway shot is good by Justin Jones. WRJN Racine. And here comes the Park Panthers. 58-42. Now taken away again. Bad pass. Down to Jones from Austin. His shot up, no good. And then Gwynn gets it, and he's fouled. He's fouled by Bryce Austin. And we'll see what number that is on Bryce. That's his third, team second. So Gwynn to inbound to Robinson. And Robinson will walk it up now, 12:45 to play in regulation. 58-42, Park with the lead. Now they go to Gwynn. Gwynn's got nowhere to go, and it's taken away by Austin all the way down. Puts it up, can't get it to go. Knocked out of there. Here comes Petrov with it. Nice ball movement by the Crusaders. And Cozy could not put it down after getting nice passes from both Austin and Petrov. But he's at the line. As that foul was on Cole Betker, his first, team third. Okay, first one up. No good. He'll get the second. 0 for 7. He makes one. All right, checking back in is Brumby for the Crusaders. And a timeout called. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Remind you that we'll come to you from the McGuire Gym Lech floor on Friday night for the Dominican Knights St. Catherine's Angel game, and that should be a good one, Dylan.
Yeah, we're in for a treat. These three games, like you mentioned, tonight, Friday, and Tuesday, all three on WRJN as well. Just incredible basketball, and we're in for a lot of great games.
All right, 12:23 to go. Park to inbound. It'll be Cole Betker as he inbounds to Robinson, who tries to go through two people. Now taken away, then comes back. Jackson Moss with the three. That's no good. Nobody home for the Panthers. And here comes the Crusaders the other way. Jones to Arda in the corner. His three-pointer's no good. And the rebound to Betker. So we got a timeout, just a 30-second timeout called by the Park Panthers as they were trapped down there, so they called a timeout. 58-43 is our score at the moment. Park with the lead. Racine Lutheran trying to chip away at it and get back in this game.
Dick unofficially here tonight for the Park Panthers, leading the way. Isaiah Robinson, 21 points on three made threes. Their next highest scorer, Jackson Moss with 9, Cole Betker with 7, Zari Gwynn with 5, and Jacob Freeman with 6. Leading the way for the Crusaders, Petrov on 15 points, and behind him, Justin Jones with 8.
Okay, thank you for that, Dylan. And as always, we mentioned that's unofficial, but usually we're right on top of it. So the Panthers inbound. Moss had it. Then it's knocked out of bounds. So we'll try it again. Cole Betker will try to inbound it again without it being kicked out of bounds. Gets it into Moss. Moss is double teamed and it's almost lost. Now Betker almost traveled with it. And he did. He traveled. So again, the pressure now starting to work for the Crusaders. Bryce Austin will inbound. Gets it into Petrov. Comes inside, shoots too hard. Moss with the rebound. Down to Robinson. To Betker. Tries to, and he does save it to DeLeon. Now Betker from the corner. His three-pointer, no good. Put back, no good by Moss. Next one, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Park Panthers. So Moss was keeping it alive, but he couldn't get it to go down. So checking back in is Freeman for DeLeon. Robinson gets it in to Betker, and he scores. Cole Betker with the basket. Now Pratt Hansen gets it up to Justin Jones. Coming inside, Justin Jones puts it up and scores. To make it 60-45. Now they get it into Gwynn. Gwynn gets it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer that's no good by Freeman. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay or go back to Racine Lutheran. 11:06 to go. And it'll be Austin inbounding to Jones. Jones brings it up. Being guarded by Robinson. And they're going to call Isaiah for a foul. Too aggressive reaching in. 60-45, 10:57 to go in regulation. Justin Jones to inbound. To Austin, back to Jones. Jones trying to do it. Now gets it back to Austin. Austin coming inside, loses the basketball, and it's going to go back to Racine Park. Excellent defense by the Park Panthers that time. 10:44 to go. They get it into Gwynn. Gwynn now gets it to Robinson. He's double-teamed, back to Gwynn. Then they get it across to Betker. Now back. Moss on top, puts it up too hard. Next one up is good by Jackson Moss to make it 62-45. As we close in on 10 minutes to go. Now taken away by Robinson. Down to Moss. Puts up the floater, the teaser. That's no good. And then Robinson puts it back. I thought Moss was going to try that two-handed jam, but he didn't. 64-45. And don't count the basket because it doesn't go by Bryce Austin, but he's fouled with 10:09 to go in regulation. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. That fouls on Gwynn, his third. Okay, Bryce is 1-for-1. 1-for-2. Shooter's touch on that one is good to make it 64-46. Here's the Panthers now with it. Betker gets it up to Moss. Then Moss tries to throw it across court to Robinson, and it goes out of bounds. Sloppy play by the Panthers that time. So Pratt Hansen inbounds to Jones. And Jones driving in. Now the kickback to Petrov. His three-pointer short. Jones with the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Next one goes to the Panthers. And let's see what we're going to have here. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the Park player. So it's on Gwynn. That's his fourth. So that'll take him out of the game for a little while. 18-point lead right now for the Panthers with 9:44 to go. Here's a three-pointer by Jones that's short. But the rebound comes Crusaders' way. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good by Amani. And then coming down And no foul called as Freeman thought he had the uncontested layup. And then a very physical knock, deflection out of bounds. But here's the Panthers with the basketball again. Now they try to go down. Down low, shot up is good by DeLeon. A turnaround from Robinson to make it a 20-point lead now for the Park Panthers. Here's Michael Pratt-Hansen all the way down and scoring at the 9-minute mark. Moss with the basketball now, gets it up to Robinson. Back to Boettger. His three-pointer is good. Boettger with the three-pointer to make it 69-48. Justin Jones all the way down, puts it up, and count the basket. Count the basket, as they say, Cole Boettger blocked him as he was letting the ball go out of his hand. So make it 69-50. Jones at the line, 4-1. He's 0 for 2 tonight, Justin Jones. So checking back in is Emmanuel Lewis for the Panthers. Jones makes the free throw to make it 69-51. Moss now with the basketball. He's got to get it across, does. Now tried to throw it. And again, the Crusaders with good defense take it away. Now down to Jones. His floater up is good to make it 69-53. Now they get it down to Lewis. Lewis' turnaround is up way too hard. And Jones with another rebound. And then they lose it. It'll go back to Racine Lutheran with 8:11 to go. And coming back in will be Isaiah Robinson for Lewis. So again, the Crusaders trying to chip away at that big lead. Austin gets it into Jones. Now it goes to Pratt-Hansen. Now on the drive, shot is blocked. And Boettger flags it down to Robinson, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line. Boettger with the pass to Isaiah Robinson, but could get it to go down at the 7:51 mark. So Isaiah at the line, 2 for 2 tonight. First one up, no good. The line drive did not work that time. 2 for 3. If you could see, if our listeners could see the way he shoots these free throws, there's hardly any arc at all to it. That one is good, all net. To make it 70-53. And we got a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
No one wants to see you wait around until retirement to start living your great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life however you define it, long before you retire. Learn more about their fee-only financial planning at 262-554-4500.
All right, back to live action here. 70-53 is our score. Racine Park with the lead over the undefeated Lutheran Crusaders. So Jones will inbound at the 7:51 mark for the Crusaders. to Pratt Hansen. And he'll take it across. Now he gives it back to Jones, driving inside. Puts up the floater and scores again. Justin Jones has got that floater down. Now they put full court pressure on the Panthers. They get it across and then almost lose it. They do lose it. So now we're going to have, I think, a violation on the Crusaders. Yes, yeah, so Park gets the ball back. He must have stepped out of bounds. Here comes Robinson. Gives it up to DeLeon. Back inside to DeLeon, and then he gives it up to Moss, who puts it up and scores. Jackson Moss with another two to make it 72-55 at the 7-minute mark. Pratt Hansen with it. Michael gave it up to Justin Jones, and then Petroff with the basketball now. He'll try to go inside, and he drew the foul. Sam's been kind of quiet of late. Haven't heard much from him. So that foul's on DeLeon, his third. Team eighth. So Petroff one for one tonight. Missed the first one. Missed the second one, but the rebound to Brumby has it slapped away. And here comes the Panthers with it. They put it into Robinson's hand. Now they get trapped underneath. Now on the drive, putting the shot up and scoring. They're going to call the player control foul. Good call. It was late. It wasn't sold, but it was a good call. But he did not sell it. That foul was on Jacob Freeman. As a few former officials up here are smiling at me, because we all know what you're supposed to do on player control fouls. Here's Pratt Hansen with it now. Coming all the way inside, has it stripped away. And coming down and scoring. For the Panthers to make it 74-55. Now Petroff from the corner, his three is no good. Brumby puts it back up and scores. Amani actually with that last basket for the Crusaders. Now the Panthers tried to give and go inside, and DeLeon couldn't handle it. And we're down to 5:50 to play. Jones with a three-pointer. That's no good. Putback is good. Pratt Hansen with the last basket. Now full court pressure. They got to do something. Justin Jones takes it away. They try to get it to Petroff, and he can't handle it. So at 5:31 to go, Park will get the ball back. Cam Betker checks back in for Park, 74-59. Ball goes into Moss. Moss now trying to dribble up court, and they can't handle it. And Jones gets it up quickly to Pratt Hansen, then back to Jones, who scores. Justin Jones with another two. He's got to be their leading scorer, I would think, by now. Now, here comes the... And we're going to have a foul coming up on the Crusaders. It's on... On Amani. That's his third. So two for three for Moss. with 5:04 to go. First one up is good. So Gwynn checks back in for the last 5 minutes. See if he can hold on with four fouls. He checks in for Freeman. Second one up, also good. Make it 76-61. Park with the lead as we close in on five to go in regulation. Austin with the basketball at the top of the key. Drives in, gives it to Petrov on the wing. He tried to go inside, then he has a no-look pass to Amani for the 2 points to make it 76-63. Now the Panthers having trouble getting it in. And we have a foul coming up. So Park to inbound. They get it into Robinson. Robinson gets it across, gives it to Boettker. Then they go to Robinson, and then Moss can't handle it. It'll go back to Racine Lutheran. So Park getting sloppy here all of a sudden. It's down to 13. Now they lose it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Park Panthers with 4:26 to go. And they get it in. They want to get it into Robinson's hands, and he gets it to Boettker. Then Gwynn back to Boettker. Now in the corner, a three-pointer up that's airballed by Moss. And they try to go down to Petrov, and he can't get there in time. So it'll go back to the Park Panthers with 4:11 to go. Park needs to settle down a little bit now. If you're a Park fan. And Boettker gets it in to Boettker. Now back to Cam Boettker. Now to Cole Boettker. Tries to go through two people, and they're going to call a travel on him. Another good call. And we still got 4 minutes to go. A lot can happen here. So they get it in to Pratt Hansen. Michael with the basketball now. Driving in. Wants to shoot, will shoot, can't get it to go, rebound. And they go down, try to go to Cole Boettker and Isaiah Robinson with a very ill-advised pass there. And we finally got a timeout. We got a timeout called by Racine Park. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Just a reminder, you can follow us at dgsports.mixer.com or on Twitter at Dick Graceffa. It's DG Sports covering all 10 Racine City and County schools.
All right, back to live action here. 3:44 to go in regulation. Park 76, Racine Lutheran 63. Jones to inbound, and he inbounds to Austin. And they got to score quickly here. Austin with the basketball now to Petrov. Petrov on the drive. Pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Boettker. Cam Boettker. And they're going to call a foul on Cam Boettker for throwing his elbow out. And that's his fifth foul, so he's out. Cam Boettger is out for the night. So checking back in is Jackson Moss. So Jones to inbound. Gets it in to Pratt Hansen. Back to Jones. Jones with the reverse shot. That's no good. Petrov puts it back and scores. Sam Petrov with the basket. As Moss brings it down, now puts it into Robinson's hand. We're down to three to play. Now Cole Boettger driving in, putting up a shot that's no good, goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to Racine Lutheran, who's caught life all of a sudden. They only trail by 11. And they get it in to Pratt Hansen, under three to play now. With the basketball driving in. Taken away by Boettger, though. Boettger coming all the way down. Now holds back. And we got DeLeon with the basketball now, trying to find somebody to get it to. Gets it to Moss. Then Boettger comes in. Back to Moss. Moss now has it stripped away. Has it stripped away, and then a foul called on the Crusaders. That's on Petrov. So they get it into Boettger. Boettger throws it over to DeLeon. Back to Cole Boettger. Cole Boettger now to DeLeon. Now back to Boettger. DeLeon to Boettger. You got Gwynn down there. Turnaround shot is no good. Rebound to Petrov. And here comes Racine Lutheran. Bryce Austin with it to Jones. Jones puts up a shot that's good. A kind of a wild shot, but it goes down. And it's 9 points. All right, so what do we got here, Dylan? What did I miss?
So as they're going to the timeout there, Justin Jones of Racine Lutheran was chirping heavily at one of the Park players, and the referee seen it and called a technical on him as we started this timeout.
Okay, all right. So the timeout is granted, and then it looks like Cole Boettger's going to go to the line to shoot the free throws. We got a 9-point lead. So a technical foul on Justin Jones.
It's horrible because it gets him to his fourth personal foul. He's their leading scorer with 21 points here tonight, and it kills the momentum they've had.
Yep.
I mean, you finally get that point, and there's no reason for that.
And again, it isn't just free throws. They'll get the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, again, it's cool. Racine Horlick, the coach, is over there. Coach Burse from Case, he's here. There's just a lot of different people in the house for this showcase.
Yep. So Cole Boettger at the line. It's good, the first one, to make it 77-67. And that one's good. Make it 78-67. He's 2 for 3 for the night for Cole. And now Cole Boettger will take it out. And they get it into Gwynn. And Gwynn gets it to Robinson. It could have been stolen away there. And we're down to 1:45 to go. Robinson with the basketball now. Robinson now the no-look pass. Somehow they kept it. And we got a foul coming up. So Jackson Moss will go to the line. He's 4 for 5. That foul was on Austin, his 4th, team 10th. First one's good. This is double bonus now for the Park Panthers to make it 79-67 with 1:36 to go. Second one up, all net, makes it 80-67. And Lutheran's got to go quickly. Bryce Austin with a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to Becker. He tries to get it to Robinson. And they're going to say travel. A travel called on the Park Panthers. So to go over to the Crusaders with 1:27 to go. So they'll take it out underneath the Crusaders basket. They get it into Sam Petroff. He pulls up, shoots, too hard. Put back is good, though, by Bryce Austin. To make it 80-69, they get it into Betker. Then to Robinson, back to Betker. Betker loses it. And it's going to, the ball's going to stay with the Park Panthers with 1:10 to go. And we're almost ready to announce our DG Sports player of the game, but we better wait a few seconds here. 80-69, Park with the lead. Possession arrow also to Park. And they're in the double bonus. So it'll be Cole Betker to inbound. And they get it into Robinson. Robinson needs help. Then they get it to Becker. And then to DeLeon, to Robinson. Now to Becker. Trying to eat up that clock. They want to get fouled. DeLeon with the basketball now. And they foul him. No, and he comes out. Gives it up. And Robinson scores to make it 82-69. And our player of the game will be Isaiah Robinson. Jones with the three-pointer, that's no good. Petroff got the rebound to Jones. Then Jones has it taken away by DeLeon. Now they get it to Betker, down to 20 seconds to go. And we got a foul coming up on the Crusaders. And that falls on Austin. That's his 5th. So checking back in will be Cozy for Austin. So he's 2 for 3. Cole's 2 for 3 as people start to exit. First one up is good. So again, our player of the game tonight is Isaiah Robinson. We'll get his stats here shortly. Second one is no good. And Petroff with the rebound with 20 seconds to go. Pulls up for the three. Can't hit it. Betker with another rebound. And they'll get it down to Robinson. And Robinson will just bring it out. And that's going to be our final score, 83-69. Park hands Racine Lutheran their first loss of the year. Final score, Racine Park 83, Racine Lutheran 69. We hope to get Casey Robbins up here for an interview after this game. So Racine Lutheran, they dropped to 14-1 overall. Park improves to 11-1 overall. And while we're waiting, we'll let Dylan give the unofficial scoring after I run down the coaches' poll for this week, for week eight. Starting in Division One, it's Wisconsin Lutheran, followed by DePere, Kettle Moraine, Wanakee, and Eau Claire Memorial. In Division Two, it's Mount Horeb, followed by Slinger, Nicolet, Racine Park stays at number four, and Greenfield. Checking in for the first time this week, at number 10, unranked last week, is Waterford. In Division 3, it's a Milwaukee Academy of Science still on top, followed by Freedom, Racine Lutheran, Lake Mills, and Lakeside Lutheran. Checking in at number 8 this week, up one spot from the ninth spot, is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 4, it's Bondole, followed by Mineral Point, Aquinas, Roncalli, and Pardeeville. And in Division 5, it's Royal, followed by North Crawford, Highland, Southwestern, and Sheboygan Lutheran. So those are our top teams in each of the five divisions for Week 8 of the coaches' poll. So I'll turn it over to Dylan now for our final unofficial scoring for both teams.
Thanks, Dick. Unofficially here tonight, we'll start with the losing team, Racine Lutheran Crusaders. Justin Jones, 21 points, 10 field goals. Sam Pitroff, 17 of his own, 1 for 3 from the stripe. Bryce Austin with 10 points, he was 2 for 3 from the line. Isaiah Cozy, 1 for 8 from the free throw line, but he had 7 points. Michael Hassan with 4 points, and Malachi Amani with 4. Leading the way, all scorers tonight for Park Panthers, Isaiah Robinson, 26 points, 3 for 4 from the line. Jackson Moss with 17 of his own, impressive 6 for 7 for him from the line. Cole Becker with 15, 3 for 5 from the line, 2 threes, and 3 field goals. Jacob Freeman with 8 points, 1 for 2 from the line.
All right, so as we wait for Casey Robbins, hopefully he remembers to stop up here, we'll just talk about this one a little bit, Dylan. I think... Did we see it coming? I don't think so. And Casey Robbins has joined us. So we'll get him mic'd up here. And first of all, we'll probably, to no surprise, we'll give him the player of the game tonight. So congratulations, Coach, on a good win.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about it. This game had everything in it.
Yeah, we got up big, but then we just started making some like uncommon mistakes that we gotta get together if we want to go far in the playoffs. But
yep.
I thought overall, besides like towards the end, we played a really well game.
And surprisingly enough, Racine Lutheran noted for being very good at the charity stripe.
Mm-hmm.
One of their players, Dylan, was telling, what was he, 1 for 8?
One for eight, 2 for 6 from another one.
So, I mean, surprisingly, and I think some of that has to do with the defensive pressure that the Park Panthers put on them. They were flustered for a lot of the night, so
yeah.
Credit to your defense.
Yeah, we like to play up-tempo, and a lot of times that goes into our advantage second half, especially with the three ball and free throws. A lot of people don't condition like we do, so, or play the way we do. They do, but they probably don't have anyone press them, and I think that's what tired them out at the end.
And I think you're right about that. I mean, you know, they came in 14-0, one of our local teams, but you got to look at some of the teams you know, that they've played. I mean, scoring 111 points. I mean, I look at that and I go, well, you know, what kind of program is that? But, again, I don't want to take anything away from Racine Lutheran. I mean, 14-1 is 14-1.
Yeah.
But so is 11-1.
Yeah, they're a very good team. I think they'll do well in the playoffs. But I think we're battle tested. We stacked up our non-conference intentionally because we knew we'd have a good team. But I think games like this, when you are battle tested, that's what happens.
And I think you make a very good point because there's another team in Racine that I think did what you did, and that's right down the street here, the St. Catharines Angels. We'll have them Friday night. I mean, they didn't. I don't think they put many cupcakes on their non-conference schedule either.
Nope, they didn't. They play a tough non-conference schedule too. Obviously, that's our only loss of the year. But like I've been saying, I think we needed that loss in the beginning of the year.
No, but I was going to say both Dylan and I driving home. Yeah. That's a game that Park. Park. I mean, I don't want to make you feel bad. I mean, that's a game you probably should have won.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you had it right there in your grasp. But we don't want to take anything away from them coming back. And, I mean, they got a tough road ahead of them. We talked before game, you and I, about playoffs and stuff.
Yeah.
They're in a very, very tough sectional, all these teams.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
It's unfortunate, but but they're a good team. You never know what could happen if they knock down some shots, other teams not. Anything could happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit before we let you go about the Park Panthers. I believe going back into conference play, you have a two-game lead, I believe, right?
Yep, we do, yep.
Yeah. So how do you coach that with your boys?
Oh, we just preach 1-0. We don't look ahead. We don't look back. Just 1-0 every single time we step on that court. And I think we prepare pretty well. The kids watch film. We watch film together. So we know what's going to happen. We know where things are going, and we know what we need to do.
Well, your next game, you get to stay here. You got a home game against the Trojans of Kenosha Tremper. You don't want to say that's a game, a winnable game, but, I mean, that should be a game you can win.
Yeah, and they've been playing better this year. So we'll see what happens. They have some players playing well, but we'll get ready for them tomorrow.
So, again, what did you say? What do the Panthers have to work on before we cut you loose here?
We just got to – can't let second-chance points happen, for one, and then just play smarter at the end of the game. If we don't turn the ball over, take bad shots, we win that game 20-plus easily.
I think you're right because you impressed the Metro Classic Conference commissioner was here tonight along with the Southern Lakes commissioner, and they were both very impressed by the defense that the Park Panthers played, especially in that first half. Yeah. It was a one-point game, and all of a sudden you blink, and you go to halftime, you're up by 7 points.
Yeah.
And that was with like 20 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, we preach defense every day. A lot of our drills and everything is defense and shooting. But that's going to get us far. We can't put up 100 points every game. We can put up 100 points, but we can't every game. So we got to depend on those low-scoring games. We got to be able to get those grinders out too.
All right. Well, congratulations, Casey, on another good win tonight. A big win against a local team. Both very good programs. You come out with the win tonight, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, that's Casey Robbins, the head coach of the Park Panthers. And once again, our player of the game was Isaiah Robinson of the Park Panthers. Well, that's going to close the book on this broadcast from the Park Fieldhouse. My thanks to Bree Sanders, athletic director at Park, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be January 24th from the McGuire Gym Lech floor, where the St. Catharines Angels will host the Dominican Knights. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for the Crusaders will be a road game on January 24th, visiting the Prairie School Hawks. As we mentioned, next up for the Panthers will be another home game on January 24th, hosting the Tremper Trojans. Both games tip off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on January 24th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, we cover all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Racine Park 83, Racine Lutheran 69. Racine Lutheran falls to 14-1. Park improves to 11-1. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
Are your auto rates too high? Then call the folks at Thanes. Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
But you said, child, just once more, I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some 54,000